The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Alan Ginsland, I think of you more as a documentary maker, perhaps, than as a filmmaker, but you have an adaptation of a novel coming out as a movie in cinemas this Friday. Tell us a little bit about Unless.
Well, Unless is based on the last novel of Carol Shields, who's a kind of much-loved and famous Canadian novelist. And she's probably best known for the Stone Diaries, if people know that. This was her last book. Unless was her last book, which she wrote rather tragically in the shadow of breast cancer. She knew she was dying. And it's a story, simple story of a very affluent Toronto family who have a happy life. Carol Shields always felt that people with ordinary happy lives didn't get their due in both fiction and film. And so she celebrated ordinary lives. But in the middle of this very ordinary life, the eldest daughter of this family, who was a student in Toronto, decides to effectively live in the street and sits on a corner of Toronto with a sign that says goodness and won't speak to the family. So it's really about what happens to a family that's been going along happily and then suddenly something disrupts that.
So the story of the daughter and why she decides to do this, but also the story of the family, which has to come to terms with what has happened to the members of their family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how do you adapt that from a novel into a movie? Because the technique of the novel isn't the technique of the movie, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. And particularly Unless, because it's very kind of, for anybody who's read it, it's a very kind of internal, you know, in lots of ways it's a meditation on parenthood, on being a woman in the world. It's very much, in lots of ways, a woman's film. I'm clearly the only weak link in all this. But, I mean, it was an unusual film. There was something about it, because, you know, you read lots of books and you think they'd make wonderful films, but there was something about what the book was dealing with, the themes it was dealing with, seemed to be just timely. So, in a way, we've kind of distilled the book, as I mentioned earlier. A lot of it is Carol Shields reflecting, sometimes angrily, about the place of women in the world. And I suppose we try to distill, you know, the heart of the book in a way. And I always think, I always like to think, because I think it's an extraordinary book, but I like to see the film as a kind of complementary, parallel.
And did you do the adaptation yourself as well as directing?
I did the adaptation, absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
A big responsibility to take on, isn't it?
Yes, well, you know, foolishness and all that. I really enjoy that aspect of it. I mean, I really enjoy the writing, and particularly when you've got a good book. I mean, I've adapted a few things in the past, and, you know, you literally live with a book for the bones of a year, and you really begin to appreciate its wonders as you dig deeper and deeper.
But then you had to go film in Toronto, and that seems to have been a rather remarkable thing in itself, because particularly the scenes when you had your main character with her sign, Goodness, on the streets of central Toronto, and people not realising that a movie was going on and still reacting to her. There was one particular thing that you've spoken about involving some woman who came along to help. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I mean, we filmed the character Nora sits on a street corner in Toronto that's absolutely iconic. It's Honest Ed's. It's this extraordinarily kind of neon circus-like building. It's a kind of Alpha Bargains of Toronto, which has actually, since we filmed, been demolished, much to Canadians' distress. But a lot of the time we filmed the wonderful young actress Hannah Gross, who people might know from Mindhunter, which is on Netflix at the moment. And a lot of the time we'd film in long lenses, almost verite. And there's one scene where she appears to be hassled by these young guys. And this young woman intervened on her behalf and actually got quite upset. And we had to kind of explain that this was just a film. But also what was lovely and quite strange is that sometimes we'd be filming and people would pass by and they'd give few dollars to Nora, or they'd drop her a sandwich or something. So, you know, while the film in a way is a reflection on homelessness and how we all just walk by people who are homeless every day without noticing, it was lovely to see these small little gestures of goodness.
Right? But that particular scene where you say that there were two individuals giving your central character this sort of hassle and this other woman got involved to intervene. It played out for a while, didn't it, before you intervened to tell her, hang on, this is a movie. How did she react then to realise that she had been involved in something that wasn't real, but yet she had reacted in such a great human way.
Yeah, I mean, she was great, and you know, I didn't want to, you know, cause her any more distress. So, you know, quickly enough, we cut and we went and talked to her. But thankfully, she totally understood it and agreed that we would include the scene in the movie. But there were a couple of other occasions. I remember there's a scene where Catherine Keener, who's the star of the film, was trying to drag her daughter off the street, and this other woman intervened and got very upset about the whole thing. And herself and Catherine ended up kind of hugging and virtually are exchanging Christmas cards at this stage.
Did you change your understanding, get a greater understanding of homelessness through actually making the movie? And the people in the movie, how did they get changed by the whole experience?
Well, I think so. I mean, first of all, it was an extraordinarily cold winter. You know, my rather macho camera crew were telling me that it was the coldest March in Toronto in 150 years. So it was really, you realise, you know, doing something as superficial as making a film, how bitterly tough it is. And actually during filming, very tragically, a young toddler who wandered out unknowing out of an apartment block in Toronto actually froze to death. So you are very aware of the real tragedies that face people who are homeless. And in fact, we also filmed in a hostel, a woman's hostel called Street Haven, with actual homeless women in the hostel. And, you know, you really came very close to how harsh it is.
But it also brings up the fact that homelessness is something we discuss here in Ireland an awful lot over the last year, particularly the people on the streets of Dublin in particular. But it's not just a problem that's unique to Ireland. It does seem to be a real problem in the Western world. So what did you learn in making this book about the causes of it? Is it always economic, or are there other issues which can lead people to finding themselves or deciding to be homeless?
Yeah, I think it's often not economic. I mean, it's often people who have just, you know, it's a cliche, of course, but everybody has a unique story. And it's simply a lot of the time people who have fallen through the cracks. I think in North America and possibly increasingly here, it's the result of the mental health systems falling apart. You know, public institutions across North America and the States and Canada being closed down and people literally turfed out in the street. And they find they have no way of working their way back into society. And I think we're in a real danger of that happening here. You know, we like to think of ourselves in Ireland as a kind of nice, close-knit community where we know each other and these things couldn't happen. But increasingly, you know, it's becoming an alien landscape on the streets of Dublin and Cork.
Well, of course, a lot of the work you've done as a documentary maker has been in relation to the issues of mental health, and particularly psychiatric hospitals and things like that. How difficult then, though, is it to deal with that in a movie, which is to many people what they regard as being something of an entertainment?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, you know, I have, as you say, done many documentaries and I don't kind of differentiate them that much. You know, I suppose there are different ways of exploring stories.
But you've been in dark places. I mean, you've gone to the hospice, you've identified suicide, gone into suicide, you've done a lot of work in the psychiatric services.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes when one talks about them, they sound like issues, and they are issues, of course, and we discuss them in programmes like this as issues, and rightly so. But I suppose I'm always drawn to the human stories behind those issues. You know, and the experience, when I think back on making documentaries, say in St. Francis Hospice or Portrane Psychiatric Hospital here in Dublin, you know, even though there were some very, very distressing stories, I remember those periods as really life-affirming in lots of ways, because these are people who are at the edge of our experience. And also they are, you know, it sounds like cliche, but as you get to know them, they each of them has a very individual story, and you really do feel that you're only that close to that place yourself.
To finish, Alan Gilson, and your movie, Unless, if people go to see it, what do you think will they get from it?
I mean, I think it's an unusual film in lots of ways. I think it's a meditation partly on goodness, which is the sign that the character holds. And I think it faces bravely, and this is down to Carol Shields, not me, it faces the questions we all face on a daily basis about our lives. We're all okay unless something happens. And I think it's also a film, I'm often struck talking to friends that a lot of people I know would look at the movies, say at the weekend, and say, what do I want to go to? And they don't want to go to the animation thing for kids, and they don't want to go to Transformers or the thriller. And it's probably a film for them, the people who maybe don't see something that relates to their lives. I mean, it's very much about family and parenthood. And I think I sort of imagine it, maybe because of Carol Shields, as a film that will appeal to people who perhaps go to a book club. You know, and I think I'd love if people went to see the film and then thought, I must read that, because I have to tell you now, Matt, the book is a lot better than the film.
Don't be too modest. Don't be so modest. It's very difficult, though, to take a good book and make it into a great movie. So it was a big task to take on, but I know lots of people are looking forward to seeing Unless in the cinemas starting this Friday. Alan Gilsonan, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word this evening.
A real pleasure, Matt.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.